Save big this summer with great deals. All in the Kroger app.
Get select varieties of Powerade or Body Armor Super Drinks for 79 cents each. Then get a 2-pound package of strawberries for $2.99 each, all with your card and a digital coupon.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, A to Z listeners, this is Jack here. And if you would like to become an exclusive subscriber to the show, you can hit the link in the description, and that will take you to our Red Circle page, where for $1.99 a month, you will get access to an extra 2 or 3 episodes each week. And be careful, don't hit that donation button if you want to become an exclusive subscriber, because the donation button is just a one-time donation. However, the exclusive subscriber button will give you access to the extra 2 or 3 episodes each week. So make sure you hit that exclusive subscriber button if you want access to the extra episodes. Now, let's get on with the show. Welcome to the A to Z English podcast. My name is Jack, and I'm here with my co-host, Sochal. And today, Sochal and I are going to talk about something called spoon theory. And I don't really know what this is, to be honest. I am kind of ignorant on this topic. But Sochal is going to explain the meaning of spoon theory. And then we are going to complain like a couple of old people about all of our physical ailments that we're dealing with, right? So
yes.
Okay, awesome. All right. What is spoon theory, Sochal?
So spoon theory is a metaphor, and it describes the amount of physical or mental energy that you have available for daily activities. So if you live with chronic pain or chronic illness, whether it's mental or physical or both, you're kind of limited in a way that other people aren't. And so the idea is that you have a set amount of spoons. Let's say you have 10 spoons for your day. And then things that other people don't realize take up energy because they have a more fit body do take up energy for people with chronic pain. So let's say getting up and out of bed, taking a shower, making something to eat, even getting ready for bed, getting dressed, all those things can put strain on your body and eat up your spoon. So maybe by the time you even get ready to go to work, you're down 5 spoons, and someone who doesn't have chronic illness might have just used a spoon or half a spoon of energy to do all those things.
Yeah, and let's just quickly unpack a little bit of the vocabulary. Chronic means like always constant. So chronic pain means you're always in pain. From the time you wake up to the time you go to bed, you have some kind of pain issue. And so Sochal was describing like the spoons are not literally spoons. We're not talking about real spoons. We're saying like they're like metaphors. Like you got 10 spoons.
And they're like units of energy, basically.
Units of energy, right. Exactly. And so
like hit points on a video game when your character has like a little green bar.
Yeah, and then right. Energy, your power gets, you know, goes down, yeah, and down, and down. Yeah.
If your character is a healthy character, let's say they did all their tasks and their bar is still green. But if your character has chronic illness, then by the time they're done with their morning routine, they might be down to yellow. They might be down to half points.
Right. And let's say your energy level for the day for a person with chronic pain is 10 spoons. Mm-hmm. Like Sochal said, getting ready in the morning, making breakfast, taking a shower, getting dressed, that might be 5 spoons, which means you only have 5 left for the whole day. So you get the bus, get to work, open your computer, you know, there's 3 more spoons. Now you've got 2 spoons left. You don't even have enough to get home. You know,
right?
Until you hit the wall, right? And you're so exhausted,
And a lot of people get through their day to day on like a spoon deficit. So you're, but you're The concept basically suggests you're borrowing spoons, or you're borrowing energy from your next day, which is how people who have chronic illness might end up pushing through a 5-day work week and doing 40 hours a week. But then on the weekend, they're just laying in bed the whole 2 days.
Right, they're just totally wiped out. Okay, I love the idea of spoon theory. I think it's a really good. I'm not sure why they call it spoons, like use spoons as the
Right.
as the
I don't
example, but
know.
it could
I
be
think
anything.
maybe
Yeah.
because you run out, I don't know if this is true or not, but when you're doing dishes, like you only have a certain amount of spoons, then you have to do the dishes again.
Oh yeah, that's right. That's probably it. Yeah, I think that
Yeah.
makes sense. Yeah. I'll start with myself here first. I've been dealing with a chronic back pain for probably 20 years. I would say I had my first back surgery for disc problems when I was 27. And then probably about 10 years later, maybe 15 years later, I had another back surgery for more disc problems. And now, for the last like maybe 3 weeks, I've been dealing with some serious chronic pain just all the time, with my back and my discs again. So, what I find is when you're in pain all the time, you're more tired. You can't exercise. So when you eat, you get bored, sitting around. For me, I'll eat more to like comfort myself, which makes
Have
me
something to do, right? Yeah.
gain weight, which makes my back hurt more, which makes me more depressed, which makes me want to eat more, which makes me not exercise more. And it's like a horrible spiral. As I just go down the drain,
Right.
and things are getting worse and worse. So, yeah. So I know what the spoon theory thing you're talking about is. Like, there are times where I go to work and I run out of spoons. By my third class, I'm just like, I don't, whatever. You know what, guys? Just take a rest and, go, draw a picture on your paper, whatever you want to do, talk with your
Right.
friend. Like I'm done. Like I don't have the mental capacity or the physical capacity to do this anymore. And
Right.
it's a really depressing way to live, because living with pain all the time means you're kind of always thinking about the pain. It's always in your
Yeah.
mind. And then that leaves a little bit of space for you to think about.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big this summer with great deals, all in the Kroger app.
Get select varieties of Powerade or Body Armor super drinks for 79 cents each. Then get a 2-pound package of strawberries for $2.99 each, all with your card and a digital coupon.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And deal with other people. So I find that I'm really short-tempered with my wife. I'm like short with my wife. My wife will ask me a question like, what do you want for dinner? What? That's my response, is something like that.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's so rude. And so disgusting of a response. But it's not because I was mad at her or anything to do with her. It's just because I was in so much pain. I'm just like not able to focus. Like, what did you say? Like, I can't even hear what other people are saying to me. And I really hate being like this. Like, it really makes me frustrated. And I can't get good sleep because I can't lie on my side. It hurts. If I lie on my back, it hurts. If I lie on my other side, it hurts. So it's really, I've been dealing with this. And I know that you also have understand what I'm saying, because I think you've dealt with some like physical issues as well.
Yeah, definitely, Jack. I completely understand what you're saying. I was born with borderline hip dysplasia in both hips, and that just means my anatomy is wonky. So my bone is like here instead of being here. It's like on the edge of where it's supposed to be, and every time I walk, it like beats up the other bone, I guess. So it like pinches, and it's really bad in one hip specifically, which has become weaker due to the pain. But it's really hard to do physical therapy with it because I'm in pain. So it's hard to start doing exercises around it because it hurts more and it's more tiring. And I have like a very limited amount of what I can do in one day, which means that if I feel like I have energy to do something, I'll do as much as I can in one day, and then I'll end up borrowing spoons for the next day. So I'm totally crashed out the next day. I have no energy. And I know what you mean. I can also get really short-tempered. One thing a lot of people don't realize is that it affects your sleep. So imagine that you had really poor sleep for like a week straight. At that point, if you're only sleeping so far less hours a night than you're supposed to be, far less comfortably, you probably start getting confused, agitated, irritable, and unfortunately people around you suffer because you can snap at them
You're not going to snap at
unexpectedly.
strangers. You're going to snap at the people that you love, because you know that they can't abandon you. It's
Right.
like,
You're comfortable around them, and you're also interacting with them more on a daily basis than you would with any strangers, right? So it is really hard. It's one of the reasons that I have a hard time finding a full-time job that I can do, is because I only have so many spoons in a day. And I really struggled with college when I was in college for the same reason. It's not that the work was too hard for me, it was that I would just get so burnt out in a day from I didn't I like I won't sleep well, I'm not eating well, I feel terrible. I can't walk well some days. I really have to drag myself around just to get anywhere. And I think it really puts a strain on what you can do in any given day. And a lot of people just don't understand, especially when it's kind of an invisible disability. So like people like Jack and I, we might look fine to people on the outside, but we're suffering internally through all these physical and emotional stressors, because it does affect your mental well-being as well.
Chronic pain is it doesn't just affect your body, it affects your mind as well. It plays games with your mind, and changes your personality and your outlook on life and everything. So trying to overcome it, if you can find some way of dealing with like physical therapy or some kind of if there's a way out of it, I highly recommend pursuing it if it's possible. Staying away from like painkillers and opiates and that sort of stuff, because that stuff is just masks the pain for a little while, but then that'll send you down a hole, could send you
Other
down a hole.
wormhole, right? Yeah.
Yes, exactly. So there isn't really necessarily always a good solution to our problems. Sometimes they can throw painkillers at it. That's not going to solve the problem.
Yeah. It's like feeding the monster temporarily, then it like rears its ugly head again.
It gives you get a week of, like a kind of, but then you're foggy, you're not yourself, So,
And you can also get irritable like as soon as you're off the pain meds or as soon
oh,
as
right.
anything. Yeah.
Absolutely,
And you get
absolutely.
dependent on them. So I think it, yeah, I really haven't had much pain. I did get an injection, a cortisol injection in my hip that worked for about 2 weeks and then the pain is back. It's supposed to work for average to 3 to 6 months. So I'm like,
You're like,
well,
whoops.
totally didn't work. So I burned through that. So we shall see. But yeah, it is a frustrating condition. And I think so-called first world countries are just now starting to treat chronic pain as its own condition, not just the underlying cause, but managing it on its own. And we're just now making strides and making accommodations for it in the workplace. And I think we're making big leaps. But yeah, I'm curious to know about your guys' experience as listeners. Do any of you suffer with chronic pain or chronic health conditions? Obviously, only share as much as you're comfortable sharing.
Right.
But yeah, I'm just curious to know what are things like in your country? How does it operate in your country, in your culture? Yeah, I'm very interested to know. So leave us a comment down below at A-to-Z-EnglishPodcast.com. Shoot us an email at A-to-Z-EnglishPodcast@gmail.com. And make sure to join the WeChat and WhatsApp groups to talk to us directly. If you can spare $1.99, Jack and I are making exclusive episodes for subscribers. This really helps us to be able to increase the level and amount of content that we're making. So we really appreciate your support. And thank you so much to those of you who have subscribed already. And I'll see you guys next time. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.